Hey there, pals. Today's episode is being brought to you by Squarespace. Squarespace is the easiest way to create a beautiful website, blog, or online store for you and your belly tees and teeth whiteners. Squarespace features an elegant interface, beautiful templates, and incredible 24/7 customer support, so you can get their help when you need them. Start building your website today at squarespace.com and enter offer code READ, that's READ, at checkout to get 10% off. Squarespace, you should.
This week's episode of The Read is also being brought to you by NatureBox. NatureBox is full of flavor, but without any of the junk of regular snack foods. They just have fun, flavorful snacks made with ingredients that you can trust and a smart snack guarantee. So if there's ever anything you don't love, you can just let the people at NatureBox know and they'll replace it in your next order. You can get started today by going to naturebox.com/the read to unbox a world of taste and possibility. That's naturebox.com/the read. Go now, let them know we sent you, and now let's get the show started.
Just when your girl was out of pop fucks to give.
Right? Weren't we over it?
Just, you know, I just have so many feelings. I have so many things on my heart, on my soul at the moment. I just want to preface this by saying that I had a shit week. I had this cold. I didn't get to go to Los Angeles. I had to reschedule my shit because I was sick. I'm still coming off of that. It feels like, I don't even know, like a Travis Scott album is in my chest.
Okay.
And I'm just trying to hack the rest of that out.
Bad.
And so, you know, just weariness.
Yeah, stress.
And then, like, she cannot keep doing this to me.
I'm just preparing my heart and mind and spirit right now to really go in and give Beyonce everything that she has earned from us over these past few days. Because I just want the Lord to know that I'm so thankful for that Creole gift that he sent down to just bless the rest of us and improve the fuck out of our raggedy ass, dusty ass lives. Like, I just, we give thanks for Beyonce today.
Here I am minding my black business. I'm just sitting here on Twitter chopping this shit up. In fact, I was in the middle of a conversation with Sadies about the difference. That's your thing. The difference between Jamaican colors and Rastafarian colors. And I feel like I'm going to continue that conversation at some point because a couple of you girls need to hear it.
Oh, okay.
And then Beyonce said, girl, fuck all that. Like, you have that conversation when y'all are talking about anti. But today.
Why would you do that?
Today is a new day.
Woo, out of nowhere. In
here
the
we
middle
go again.
Of a fucking so wait, first of all, welcome. Are we doing the whole welcome to the read thing?
Just know that I had shit to do.
I was busy, okay? I was in the middle of fucking Brooklyn when this shit came out. I had to stop everything in the chair at the hairdresser. No,
I don't,
give me a minute.
I had a whole day, like I had a day planned. I went to bed like tomorrow I'm going to do this, and that.
Mm-hmm.
And Beyonce came and said, you are going to do none of those things because I have a new song and video out.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So what you actually going to do is sit your ass right there on the couch and stay there watching my video on repeat for the rest of the fucking night because you don't have a life. And if you did, it's over now.
Get your studies together.
Your life belongs to me.
Is what you really need to be doing.
I'm the captain now. Beyonce is the motherfucking captain now.
Are you stupid?
Somebody on my Twitter was like, Beyonce could say right now, everybody go to Union Square and it would look like Woodstock in 45 minutes. I said, you the fuck right.
You are absolutely
because
right.
Who would be the first bitch on the train? Me right here. Like, oh, hey, girl. So
listen.
I came because Beyonce told me to be here. And so I have arrived and I just wait on my gift.
I am calling the freshest Uber. That surge is going to be 4.5 times
the
normal rate. And I'm still going to have to hop out at 50th Street and run.
Yes, you are.
So
the traffic is going to be backed up from 50th to 14th.
Let me out. No, I'm not playing this game. I don't even understand how you can continue to just do this.
Yes.
Just out of nowhere. You can't just play with people's hearts. Like, we have, like, beating functioning hearts that work like normal ones. Right. I don't know what you've got in your superhuman ass chest, Beyonce, but we don't have that. We beat normally, and you can't just be stopping the world when you just black ass feel like it, because bitches can drop dead. We had this conversation, and I said the day before, because I tasted it in the air. Right. I felt like there's something is going on. You got this Super Bowl shit, and bitches is talking about new songs, and she out here shooting videos and shit with blankets and snuggies and shit all over her head and Blue Ivy's head, and everybody's in goddamn tunics and hiding shit and doing all this secretive right. shit. She in New Orleans.
Sneaking around New Orleans.
And playing the same game that she yep. did the last time that she peeled her goddamn wigs back.
And we told you niggas to stay ready every episode for the past 2.5 years.
Two
we have told you niggas to stay ready.
And I had in fact, 2.5 weeks ago, we did an episode talking about this same shit. We didn't even believe a tour was coming.
Right.
And we still said, guess what, girl? Save your next few checks up.
Because you never know.
Because you never know. And the season is coming.
Yep.
We are feeling it. We don't know what's happening. We have questions, but it's on the way. So just be smart with your savings. Get on the TV mm-hmm. and watch whatever the fuck you need to be watching, MSNBC. Whoever's out here trying to give you some goddamn financial advice. And just take note so that you too may be blessed. And here she is.
Yes.
What? What?
All you had to do was save $20 every month since December 2013, and you would have your touring album money ready for Tuesday morning when them tickets go on sale. That's all you had to do.
Because guess what? If you ask me, am I going?
Bitch, it's not even a question. What kind of fucking question is that? So you just gonna spit in my goddamn face? So you just gonna disrespect the fuck out of me?
You're calling me and my family tree a bitch?
Right.
Is that what you're doing today, bitch?
So you calling my mama a bitch?
How?
That's what I heard.
Because we can fight.
I mean, right, bitch, would you like to go outdoors? Like, let's do this. Because how are you gonna ask me, am I going to the Beyonce show? This bitch go, okay, so wait, where do we start with, like...
So let's just bring it, let's dial it back.
Right, because I'm about to get into the Super Bowl now, and we ain't even discussed...
We haven't even gotten
right,
to the
meat.
We
haven't even gotten there. Like, we have to start at the start.
Because I just wanted to be clear that Beyonce...
This bitch.
...does not give a fuck...
This bitch.
...about
you
what
this?
You are doing in the here
oh
and the
God.
Now. She doesn't give a fuck about what you had planned. She doesn't give a fuck about what you just released. She doesn't give a fuck about the foundation of your lace front. What she gives a fuck about getting this goddamn paper. And goddamn it, she's gonna give you a show
That's
behind it.
It,
bitch. So if you don't stay ready, don't be surprised
mm-hmm.
if your ass is blown off
when
in the motherfucking
the
wind.
Out.
We tried to tell you, girl. She's going to do what the fuck she wants to do.
She's making the rules.
She's the oracle. She created the goddamn matrix. She knows all the shortcuts and the loopholes and the wormholes too, bitch. She has it all planned out. She's 3 steps ahead of you girls. Like, keep up.
Right.
So.
Exactly.
Here comes this video on YouTube.
Yes.
That is unlisted. Ladies and gentlemen,
that means simply
that the video is not up for public view. It is not private. It means that you may only watch the video if you have the link to it.
Mm-hmm.
That means that someone somewhere found this YouTube account, or someone at Parkwood said, you know what, girl, we're just going to make this account with an egg and send this shit to Stan. And just watch the ripple effect.
Leak it to be leaked for
our own personal enjoyment.
Yes, just to see the hive go up, and then to watch all the rest of you motherfuckers go up. Because the shade in that video being unlisted is that you have to give enough of a fuck about Beyonce to find that link
for it.
That's right. Ain't no just going on YouTube and looking for. Because I tried it before I realized the shit wasn't public. Ain't no just going on YouTube and looking for the shit. It's not there, ho. Sign up on Tidal or have the fucking link to see it. That lets you know Beyonce don't give a fuck about whether y'all like her shit. Beyonce.
You ain't getting no goddamn notifications. You ain't getting no goddamn. No. Earn it.
This bitch is putting out new videos and not even telling niggas. Like, it's not even for you. Like, come find it if you want to. Like, I'm not Beyonce. Like, I'm not just the biggest fucking entertainer in the whole goddamn world. I'm just going to release some brand new shit out of nowhere and keep my shit unlisted so that you have to come find it because you care.
8
and you
million
know you do.
Views plus 24 hours
because
in,
you niggas
and
care
and the video was still
because
unlisted
you
because you
care.
Wanted a good portion.
Come on.
And that's it.
Come on.
So the song is called Formation, and it opens up with a voiceover from Messy Maya, rest in peace.
Oh my God. And that,
which
that took me right there.
Alone.
I said, Lord, not Maya. Lord Jesus, not Maya. Lord God, here we go. Oh shit.
I wasn't ready.
I was not ready.
With these queens shaking ass, making it roll like 24s, just here.
Yes.
And then she gives us these lines. The first thing she said, and again, I have to reference Kia. The first thing she says on this song is, y'all hate is corny with that Illuminati mess.
Mm-hmm.
Kia said the first thing out of her. I want us to be clear that I was raised to know the only true and living Christ
Come
the
on,
King.
Ain't that it? Y'all are a mess with this Illuminati
and
bullshit.
You are corny for even implying that I don't know him.
And I love for Beyonce to come out and be like, really? That's what you niggas think about me? Like, that's what you can come up with? The Illuminati?
You that mad?
Like, y'all still saying that same tired shit? I love that. Yes, tell these niggas they ain't worthy of your attention.
She then goes on to say that she loves her baby's hair with baby hair and afros.
Did.
Cut.
Bitch.
To Blue Ivy Carter.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My baby.
And
love her.
Destiny's grandchild.
Yes. Those beautiful little girls. And she's just running around New Orleans, fucking shit up.
The look on her face confirmed for me that Blue Ivy is quite aware of who she is.
She is.
She understands her net worth.
Mm-hmm.
She understands her influence.
Mm-hmm.
She understands that you hating hoes don't understand how to cultivate edges or how to make your hair prosper.
Mm-hmm.
But she said, here I am with my beautiful natural hair.
Mm-hmm.
There you are with acidic burns where your foundation began.
There
once.
You are cutting off a hairline so that you can glue something to your head and call it a day. And here I am prospering in the natural shit God gave me. And it just made me think about that episode of the show where I had to cuss y'all out for talking so crazy about Beyonce and Blue Ivy. Like, you ain't never seen a black child's head before. Like, I just like you wanted Beyonce to give that baby a soul in or some shit. It just didn't make no fucking sense. Of course, Blue Ivy should be allowed to go out and flourish with her big old nappy ass afro. And she is very well aware that she is better than all the rest of us. That smirk on that baby's face.
She was sitting here like, and what was it?
Right. And what was said? Because I'm
what
here
now. What exactly was it that
because
you were
I'm
saying?
Because I'm here now, bitch. So speak up, ho, from the back.
I'm sorry. I didn't. What
I
was
didn't
that?
Hear you from the broke section, bitch. Let me move a little closer.
Any
so I can
questions?
Hear your impoverished ass.
Any questions?
Ooh, Blue Ivy. Yes, God. Yes, God. Blue Ivy is going to grow up a little black girl who is very secure in her blackness and is very well aware that she's the shit just as she is. And I'm so excited for that baby.
I love my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. Made all this money, but they can never take the country out me.
That's real. That's me.
I've got hot sauce in my bag in addition
swag.
To swag.
Get this bitch.
Excuse me?
So Jackson 5, like Negro Nose Jackson 5 nostrils, I think was her way of saying, you know what? All y'all do is take from black women and want to have our asses and hips and skin tone and all the rest of the shit about us, but you don't take the parts of us that you think are desirable. You'll take our music and rhythm and everything else, but not this big old Negro ass, wide ass, big ass, like just vacuum cleaner looking ass nose. Like, y'all act like it's not good enough, and it fucking is.
I thought she was just talking about Jay-Z nose, but that's
well,
deep too.
Well, yes, but I think she was making a bigger point, like as to.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Beauty.
Yes.
Right. Like,
for sure.
Afros, a baby hair, real baby hair, not you white bitches out here gelling your shit down, trying to be new shit. No, bitches with real, actual baby hair and that's, Negro features.
That's the greatest part about the song, which I'm going to get to in a second. Is the relatability there?
Yes.
That's what the song and it like
that's
in
what it was
general
for me.
Is about. Like, okay.
It's not for everybody. You was confused by the song in the video. That's because it wasn't the fuck for your bitch ass.
Hot sauce in my bag. Then we have Frida.
I was so proud. So proud.
That just really, like, I feel like I got emotional. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, first of all, I love Frida. I love Maya. Mm-hmm. I've loved them and bounce music for, like, so long.
My whole life.
And then just for them to have that presence and for you to see, like, these gay black men mm-hmm. in the video, even for seconds, you got these girls in the fucking hair store.
Yes.
You got all of this just,
with,
like,
the crazy color weave that's ghetto when we do it, but with cute when Kylie Jenner does it.
Flip-flops and socks on.
Yes.
Like, all of this.
The real shit that we've been doing.
She's on top of a police car in this neighborhood that's flooded, but then she's in an empty swimming pool with all of these women in Gucci outfits.
Damn it. In the middle of a fucking swap meet parking lot. Looking
in denim.
God damn her.
What is wrong with you?
She did it.
How do you do this? What?
Are we going to talk about how every single scene was a motherfucking look and this bitch was draped from head to toe in, like, it was just like black, gothic, early 20th century New Orleans fashion.
Right,
just
like head early, to toe, bitch. Beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Like, yes. Old school New Orleans with the, yes, umbrellas and these, like, the corsets and all mm-hmm. of this stuff. And you got all these beautiful women with different kinds of black hair,
yes,
sitting right next to her.
Oh, in the sitting room, those girls. Yes. Yes, beautiful women. And all, it just was gorgeous. The set design, whoever dressed Beyonce and these girls, it just was
from
gorgeous.
To riding passenger in this,
yes,
fucking car,
this
car,
fucking Chevy,
leaned out with these braids, just swinging them, like
long ass,
just
box braids.
All of these different things, and then this bitch had the nerve to say, "If he fuck me good, I'm gonna take his ass to Red Lobster."
And then repeated it in case y'all thought she was bullshitting.
Not Nobu.
Not Nobu.
Not Philippe Chow. Red Lobster.
Yes. Not one of these.
Relatability.
Right.
That cheap
Where
ass
you niggas go.
Restaurant that you niggas frequent every goddamn weekend.
Go.
Talking about, we need more bread. Mad that they don't have the biscuits.
Right.
Every time you need an additional
right.
biscuit. She said, I too. This song was for us. This was a bow down for the community.
It was.
This was for everybody, bitch.
It was.
I slay. We slay, you slay, co-slay, co-pay, all of it.
Shut the fuck up.
Like, girl, this is for everybody.
It was life. It was
I'm
full thinking about the video all over again because there's so many moments. In front of that big ass black wide brim hat where all you could see was her lips. She had these fine ass men around her. Like, it was just... It was beautifully shot. Shout out to Melina for everything that she did with the video and just being dope overall and altogether.
And shout out to you girls who needed some attention because you shot some flicks and sold the damn rights to them, which makes it open for girls to then purchase or use the license for the footage and other things. You are welcome.
Right. The article I saw on Huffington Post said that they didn't even shoot it and sell it. Like, Sundance and somebody else sent them down there to film in different cities, like, for this documentary. So not only did you shoot the footage, like, you, but it never actually belonged to
Sundance,
you. Right.
Right.
So how are you complaining about somebody using something and you said no when it never belonged
to
you?
It wasn't yours in the
Nobody
first
cares
place.
If you said no because you don't own it, girl.
But I have made my mind up that you girls aren't going to distract me from enjoying
yes.
Beyonce this
you're not,
era.
You're not.
You're not.
There's nothing
if you have
can
a
say.
Valid concern, I'm sure that there is an email somewhere mm-hmm. on Parkwood. I'm sure that there isn't, actually. But you can just probably speak to whoever it is above yes. or below you that you serve mm-hmm. and talk to them about it. Because what I'm going to do is have fun and enjoy what she's giving me.
Yes.
I don't give a fuck if you like her or don't like her or like that I talk about her or like that I don't talk about her, or whatever the fuck it is. I'm going to have a good goddamn time
yes.
because overall this song is less about, like, I feel like it is definitely making a lot of statements and some of them are political, but overall it's about love and about us enjoying who we are and having a good damn time.
Yes.
She's not on this record talking about, and you know what, Trayvon Martin, and you know what, George Zimmerhale, and you know what, Donald Trump, and you know what, fist in the air. It's about dancing and loving all
who
these different, loving who we are.
Right.
And she's using the artistry hence the term artist. She's using like the symbolism in the video and in this performance is used to make a statement. Mm-hmm. And that statement will then have people have conversation mm-hmm. about those types of things. And you girls sitting here talking about, oh, well, is this what she's going to be doing for the Black Lives Matter movement?
It's talking just so, about it's hot so capitalist, sauce. Really, at the heart of it. It's just all about money. And how are you a Black woman telling other women that the only way to win is through financial gains? Shut your bougie ass up, bitch. Maybe it just was not for your bitch ass, and that's fine. As a country ass Black girl whose family is from Texas, from Louisiana, from Alabama, from Mississippi, who grew up in that place and knows that culture and that life, like that, it just felt so good to me to see somebody else, especially somebody like fucking Beyonce, the biggest star in the whole goddamn world, to put out a video saying, you know what? Yes, girl, your little country ass, these little Black girls that everybody wrote off and nobody ever thought you was gonna be shit, and you just come from a little dot in the middle of the fucking plains, girl, this shit is for you.
It because while good. You're playing respectability and you're trying to be out here talking about, oh, all of these stereotypes and da-da-da-da-da, she's saying, you know what, girl? I too have hot sauce in my bag, and you shouldn't feel no kind of way about it, because you never know when you're going to need some. You can't be out here in the streets slipping. Again, Beyonce trying to tell you bitches, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. Period. Point blank. Bitch, you're
that's
welcome.
All there is to it.
Stop it. And as a bitch, I don't have that Creole background or the Texas and Louisiana thing, but you know what I do have? A goddamn love and respect for hot sauce, and I too enjoy cornbreads and collard greens.
Well, all my friends and family back home and in Texas, especially Houston and New Orleans, just lived for it immediately. It was just like, bitch, no, this is it. Like, she's home and she's doing this. Like, she is showing these niggas, like, this is New Orleans, and she's sinking a goddamn cop car and have this little boy dancing in front of police while they surrender to him and not the other way around. And words saying, stop shooting us. Like, it's the blackest shit Beyonce has ever
and
done.
Every time
I'm so proud of her.
Every time a flash go off in Beyonce's face before, oh, she's trying to be white. Look, she's blighter. She's bleached her skin.
Wigs,
oh,
so
she just wants to be white so bad. Oh, my God. And then she's like, well, actually, I really enjoy some nigga shit because, you know,
I mean, and if you were actually a Beyonce fan.
I'm a Texas-ass Bama. That wasn't no secret for us.
Right.
But since
see, we know that because
excuse,
we've listened to her music and seen her shows.
You need an excuse to be the girl who just feel differently because you want to stand out.
Yeah.
Instead of just having a conversation with your mama or daddy about the lack of hugs or whatever the fuck it is that you received. You just want to be out here and try and be different and use whatever the fuck you can to be like, oh, well, I disagree because X, Y,
and
Z. It's
fine to not like Beyonce, but quit making up bullshit about it and just say, I don't like that bitch.
Thank you. Because one girl entered my mentions yesterday and said something about how she didn't like the cop car drowning scene or whatever because there were Black people who actually drowned in cop cars and things in Katrina. And I said, so...
Okay.
She said something like, you know, we ain't here for that in New Orleans. And I said, when you say we,
you,
do you mean
you?
Who else besides you?
Because I got people in New Orleans who love it.
Because us means... like you and other people. So yes. I want to know who else
family in New Orleans.
But even in that situation, you're taking the symbolism in a different way. And art is open for interpretation and those types of things. Mm-hmm. When I see that, I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
And I would assume that she knows what you're talking about. And that is making
I'm
a statement.
I'm saying fuck the police when Beyonce sinks a cop car.
A cop car on top of it.
And
I'm
lays
lay
out gracefully
like... So,
what's up?
That's it. Stop shooting us. When that little Black baby hit that motherfucking jig and those, the only white people in this
video
the were the
whites.
Cops, the right squad, they were like, actually, I'm just going to raise my hands up here because you got it.
Amen, Beyonce.
I can't even deny that
imagery
footwork.
For me, nigga. Seriously, tears came to my eyes.
I got choked up.
Like, my God. And this woman, Beyonce, is doing this, using her platform in this way when she does not have to. Like, I'm grateful that she decided to match that with this video. Because it's just, I mean, the song itself is cool. I like it. I'm a jig to it or whatever. But the video, like, I feel like the video is just so important.
It's just very
important.
Probably
one of her, if not her best, then top two.
It's very important for Blackness. Whether you identify with it or not, just in terms of like the bigger picture, it's just very important and it's special for her just to be celebrating all of these different looks, mm-hmm. all of these different yes. types of black people and all these different facets of black culture, from gay boys dancing at home or in the club mm-hmm. when bounce music come on, to the black church, to like parades and like, you know, basketball,
everything.
It's just all of this stuff. And it's like, you know what? Let's just dance and have a good time and enjoy being who we are. But yeah. then in the very same time, we would also really appreciate it if you would stop killing our babies.
Yes.
We would also really appreciate it if you would stop shooting our moms and dads and our fucking sisters and brothers. We
yes.
would really appreciate it if you would stop killing us, because all we over here are doing is trying to get information to have a good goddamn time.
Right.
I, Beyonce, approve this message. Like, that's it.
Yes.
And so for you to be upset about that, white people especially, it just proves once again that you simply dislike mm-hmm. when we love on ourselves.
Yes, you do.
Because that's it. It's not an attack on you. It can at all be racist, because we talking about us.
Right.
Like, I don't...
Because when they talk about self-love, they're talking about racism. So they assume we are, too. They assume that we're saying, oh, well, I'm black, and that's great, and that means you as a white person are some piece of shit and beneath me and not worthy of the same love as I am. No, we're just saying we're black, and even though y'all keep trying at every opportunity to tell us that we ain't shit, still we motherfucking rise and take over and dominate. And all y'all can do is sit back and be the fuck
and
salty about it.
You love it.
And you have to go looking for it to fucking find it, or run her motherfucking money and go look at it on Tidal. One or the other.
And this lady, I don't know. She wrote, like, there have been thousands of think pieces about this
shit. I'm not
reading
no think pieces.
This white woman.
I don't care how y'all feel about it.
This white woman named Kate Forrestal wrote an article.
You could have stopped that white woman.
She wrote an article about how white people basically need to enjoy formation from the sidelines.
Oh, never mind.
Because it's not right. Like, <girl. laughs>
Got all riled up shit.
Let me get it out.
My bad.
But no, she like,
sorry,
it was
Patricia.
A really good, she basically, and it shows you that this isn't just about us versus y'all and mm-hmm. y'all just, you know, simply, it's just black people hating y'all. It's like, here are white people like, no, black people are just acknowledging the fact that they would like to live and enjoy their lives. Mm-hmm. And this song is not about us. And it's also, it's okay that you don't identify with it. If it makes you want to dance, duh. But let the black community enjoy this and shut your motherfucking ass up. Like,
right.
And I was like,
well, amen for that message.
Well, thank you for getting it. Like, absolutely thank you for getting it. Because white people,
mm-mm.
you're just not going to understand it. And in conversation about like things like Negro and Bama and, oh, well, how do I say, if you wouldn't say Negro and Bama in regular conversation without getting your ass whooped, then just don't say it. Like, it's just,
well, they didn't even know she was saying Bama at first. They thought she was saying Banner, which
they did.
Yes. That's what,
see how
one of those websites was like, Beyonce proclaims, you know, proudly being a Texas Banner in new video or something. Like, I think you guys maybe are not black enough to know what this is about. And it's
hilarious.
It's fine. You know, it's a cultural difference and you guys are different and it is what it is. But I personally got car sick from the number of times I watched that video on the way back from Brooklyn to Harlem on Saturday night. I did nothing else.
My day.
I was like, nothing else.
I'll just reschedule, because I'm still sitting here watching this fucking
yes.
video. And then she has the nerve just a day later to show up at the
God.
Super Bowl
oh
to
my
show
God.
Out.
Mm.
Excuse me?
Bitch. And see, honestly, we knew she was going to be on stage on Sunday, so we should have seen something coming on Saturday. But the problem is that Beyonce has let us know that she is way too good for advance notice and things of this nature. She's just going to show up, put it out, and y'all are going to get the fuck over. She went to the game that night like, oh, hey, girl, so no big deal. I just dropped a video. Y'all will all deal. Just courtside with her husband.
And they said she wasn't even on her phone. I said, you know what? She doesn't even care that she ruined your whole day.
On her phone for what? Right.
And that you have to go and change shit up and reschedule.
Right. Oh, well, you ain't have nothing else to do. Fix it.
Bombs dropped. Done. And then she's at the Super Bowl the next day. And people were talking about, oh, there were like these rumors. And I have just been sticking to this, you know, this thing where it's like, if it doesn't come out her mouth,
mm-hmm.
I'm just going to wait.
Yeah, that's real.
But I said to myself, you know what? I'm just going to try and prepare. I'm just going to pull out a few of these little extensions, these clip-ins, just in preparation. I still wasn't ready. She comes out. It was Coldplay's halftime show. So they perform like 3 or 4 songs, and I'm sitting there like, this is great.
Yeah.
I actually really enjoy you guys.
Oh, hey, Yellow. I used to love this song. Mm. And it was on Yellow.
If you could just get out of my face now, please. Like, right. I'm not here for you or Sailor Mars.
So I'm really just wondering how many minutes you guys are giving Beyonce, because that's all I came here for, to be honest. Mm.
Sailor Mars comes out and she's too hot, goddamn.
Don't do that.
And I don't. I'm sorry.
She came out to Crazy in Love. Or... wait, no, that was once Beyonce came out and they started the battle. Yeah. Never mind. Mm.
I get it vocally. I don't get it otherwise.
The song or Bruno?
Bruno.
Okay. Well.
Vocally, he's a beast.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't understand.
Well, all my friends who went to his concert said that it was amazing and he's like a fantastic live performer and puts on a hell of a show.
Probably.
I mean, he looked good in his little leather outfit and everything. I know he was hot, but I see it for Bruno Mars. I understand the appeal and why
like
he is.
It looks like a Rough Riders video.
Well, what's wrong with that, really?
Nothing. Anyway.
Don't do this.
So then we pan over.
Bruno Mars did a good job.
To all of these women dressed like the Black Panther Party.
In matching wigs.
When the Panthers are playing.
Well, that's just, you know.
I mean, well.
Coincidence. I'm certain.
Of course, but.
Yes. And all the girls are lined up looking identical. Beyonce said, I don't give a fuck if you have a perm, a weave. I don't care what color your hair is, bitch. All of you bitches are sitting in the chair.
Buzz cut.
Somebody will come along in 20 minutes to braid that shit back and get you fitted for your motherfucking wig, bitch.
That's
not a goddamn game
it.
In this era.
We're
and if you don't like
pros.
It, there's a million girls who would kill to be in your spot.
And they have their numbers on an iPhone specifically purchased to speed dial their
yes.
asses.
Blue Ivy was like, I don't want to hear no lip. If you don't like the wig, oh, fucking well. Take your ass home.
So you have a problem? You have a problem with natural afros?
You have a problem with hair that looks like mine, bitch? Please do expound.
Get your ass off this guy. Get out.
You saw the pictures of Blue Ivy like looking at the field and stuff before the game started.
Right.
She knows. Like, we be talking about her.
This light. It's late.
Nuh-uh.
What is this?
What did my mama tell y'all in 2002 about Black girls and
we
blue
don't
lights?
Have time for this. Jefferson, you can get missing. Okay, take your job seriously.
Y'all saw I cleared out this whole goddamn staff. I'll do it again. Don't fuck with me. Blue Ivy don't play.
She performs the song, and then they have this like back and forth moment with her and this dance battle between Bruno Mars. And I just feel like, ain't y'all tired of losing dance battles to Beyonce live? Like, ain't you tired of like willingly battling Beyonce on stage and losing? I don't understand. She almost failed and still...
Millie rocked her ass almost to the ground and still she caught it.
She Millie rocked.
She caught it.
And God, what? Blocked it.
That's right.
Every block.
Because you could see it on her face for like half a second, like, oh shit. Like, oh goddamn.
She was like, nope.
Nope.
And immediately hit her mark.
That's right.
Blue Ivy was like, do you see this, ladies and gentlemen? Do you see why we are who we are? Pay close attention. Mm-hmm. Run that shit back. That's how you do it.
Yep.
We won't be doing.
The Creole ancestors ran right up underneath her thighs like, no, we're not falling today, girl. Not at the Super Bowl. Not on this stage. Not today. We won't do it. And just close. Like, I don't even know why anybody else did anything. I don't know why anybody showed up for any other reason. Beyonce is the sole purpose of the entire event. Like, it was life. Everything that she...
And then she slaps the camera when they're
talk.
Done.
I can't.
If to say, you can actually
like,
move
you can get
now.
The fuck out of my face now. Right. Like, so after Beyonce and Bruno were done with their little back and forth Coldplay, then went to play like a montage of all these great
Super
moments
Bowl.
From Super Bowl performances, mm-hmm. which was nice. It was good to see Whitney up there again because, we did talk about Lady Gaga, but, and Beyonce and Bruno's little clips and stuff. But, you know what? So the thing is, Lady Gaga, I don't know why people thought I was being shady. When I said she was giving me Cher, because it's not that Listen, we all know that Stephanie can sing. That's never been up for debate.
Yeah, absolutely.
We all know it. And she killed it. I'm not saying vocally she was like Cher, but the attitude, the vibe, the costume, all of, like, she was giving me Cher. It was very Cher-ish.
I'm not even.
It was this bright red pantsuit. I think it was sparkly with matching eyeshadow. And I knew, I thought about Kia when I saw that matching eyeshadow because I was like, oh,
yeah,
God.
The eyeshadow is.
What are you doing?
Aggressive.
But yes, Stephanie, you know she can sing and she did a fine enough job, but nobody will ever touch Whitney Houston and that Star Spangled Banner. It's just, it will literally never happen.
You can't even. It just won't. It just won't imply that that is something that may happen.
And I don't care if she recorded it in advance. I don't care who did what. Like, you're never going to make that song sound that good again. Period. It's not
ever.
Gonna
it's never going to sound like that.
And I love Beyonce's version of it. It's not Whitney's. Period. Nobody's is. And it just. And I've accepted it. So I want y'all to stop comparing other people who try to sing that song to Whitney Houston. This
it's
is
just, like, it's foolish.
What? It's rude.
It's foolish. Like, and it's a waste of time.
She's in her own category. It don't make sense to compare other people's attempts to that. Yep. Did you see Sierra? Never mind. Because I don't even know why I would do that right now when I'm in such a good mood.
I just, and then once this shit is over.
Oh, right. So once it, right, very so it was over and we were all sitting there like.
Commercial. Which means that Beyonce reached into her purse and said, I'm going to just go ahead and I'm going to make sure that this gets the slot right after the actual shit.
Yeah.
And it was her simply twirling around with a flower, a lilac, a goddamn hibiscus, whatever the fuck in her
lavender
fucking mouth
shit.
To announce that she will be going on a world tour, the Formation
world
tour.
And I screamed. I screamed.
We all screamed. We're sitting right next to each other.
Me and you and Asante were like, ah! Oh my God, it's happening. It's happening. Here she go. Here she go. We had to rewind it to make sure we had the dates right.
Right.
Like, when is it going on sale, bitch? All right. And when is the pre-sale?
Okay. Pre-sale tomorrow.
Pre-sale on Tuesday.
Tickets go on sale the 16th.
We
and
told
you girls
you niggas. We
are talking
y'all
about fucking starting new mortgages and selling your damn kids and kidneys and all kinds of shit and doing all this drastic shit to get your tickets. We've been trying to tell you, girls.
Yes. Amen.
You never know what may happen.
You never know when Beyonce will decide to come back and just go on a fucking world tour. You just never know. And the first dates might not be till April, May, June, but that don't mean the tickets ain't going on sale Tuesday. And so you basically have Monday, today.
Now your baby got to go from Fruit Loops to Sugar O's.
Now your baby can't go on that field trip this Friday because you really need that extra $45. So
looking forward to the museum, but no longer. And you ain't even going to take their ass to the concert.
And you're not even going to take
You me. Ain't shit.
I'm not mad. You got your tax refund money, girl. Listen, you already know to go on an earmark a couple hundred for Beyonce. Because she's coming to take it.
And the entitled donated $1 million to Black Lives
Matter. Oh, 1.5.
1.5 million.
To Black Lives Matter. I think different causes, not just. I'm not sure exactly, but that was like, you know what? I feel good about turning my title back on and I'm going to keep it on now because I want to support businesses that support things that I care about.
I just want to say.
Okay. We know. We know. You uppity bitch. We know.
Me
okay.
And 15 other folks.
Whatever.
We
don't
just
nobody care.
Stuck around and it was simply for shit like this. Because again, you never know.
Right. And that's why I can't, because now it's like, okay, the general suspense is over, but now when is the fucking album coming out?
And is it going to be
a
visual
date?
Album?
Right. Is she going to do
gonna
it again?
Is it going to be a surprise?
Are we going to get another single? Was that a single?
So many unanswered questions.
Oh, Beyonce, my God. It's just like, here we go again with your ass. But I'm keeping my title on because when the album comes out, I know it's going to be on that bitch.
Oh.
And I'm listening or experiencing, shutting off my day, clearing my calendar as
In
soon
fact,
as it does.
Let me look at Twitter because it could have happened right now and we don't even realize
That's not
it.
Funny. Don't do that.
Okay, no, there's nothing really going on.
No, I feel like somebody would have called me.
Yeah, someone would
yeah,
have, I would have got a
call. Yeah,
you're right.
Definitely. So, but we just got to stay, you know, stay prayed up, stay guarded, because you just never know when this bitch will come back and just take all your shit. And we've been telling y'all that, and some of you listened. Shout out to those, because I got like 7 million tweets yesterday from people who were like, Kivir and Crystal told me to save my money for Beyonce, and I'm so glad I did it because I'm going to see this bitch for the first time. Like, amen.
Truly, nobody would even judge you if you opened up a Beyond Savings Fund, like an account, or really just right. like...
Or even if you just put extra money aside.
Floorboards in the house, or, you know, like right. a jar, a mason jar in your closet.
However you save money.
Whatever it is that you want to do, just, you know, you should be yes. thinking about these things.
Yes.
Now, if you miss this one, next go round, perhaps, you know what I'm right. saying? But girl, I will
front and center.
Be there.
I shall.
Oh, yes. You best believe it.
So have you thought about the new album and what you think it's going to sound like?
I'm honestly like not that? Even trying to fuck with my emotions any more than she already has. I'm just telling myself and her, give it to me. I don't get, you could name it two, part two, Beyonce again, back for your shit, bitch.
A nouveau.
Knick-knack, paddywhack, yes, slay.
Whatever
I don't
you
care
call
what
it.
You call it.
It doesn't matter, really.
Blue Ivy can fucking draw the fucking album cover. I don't yes. give a fuck what you do. Just whenever it's ready, let me know where to input my payment information. Mm-hmm. Or truthfully, I'll probably just be able to stream it on Tidal. But I'm going to buy it too.
Right.
So just let me know. Also, if you're going to have deluxe and physical editions, I'm going to need that information as well. Box sets. Really, whatever you've got.
Vinyl.
I've got the money for
yes.
it.
Yes.
So
just
bring
let
it.
Me know, sis. Socks. Another calendar. I noticed we didn't get a 2016 calendar. I didn't want to bother you about that. But you know. If there are some throwaway pictures on your iPhone that you don't really care about, you know, I personally would love a calendar. It's just really whatever you feel like doing.
Also, if you consider pet things, you know, I'm trying to raise Link up right. We watched the video together. She was very, very impressed. We enjoyed it. She actually sat still and watched it. She was wow. enthralled by the power of, mm-hmm. I'm not yeah. shitting you. And so, like... You know, maybe like a little formation puppy tea or like a bow, toy,
just something.
Whatever,
just
anything.
Something. We would appreciate it. We love you, though.
Crate.
Okay.
I will get a formation
the puppy
skin
bed.
For her crate. Right? No, she can't piss on Beyonce.
Well, not on Beyonce. Like, well, never mind. I didn't think about the design aspect of
all
that.
All right, squad.
But just something, you know, just really, we are ridiculous and we will do whatever you tell us to do. So
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, no, like, I don't feel bad about it. I feel great about it, actually. Like, standing
credit
for Beyonce
card information,
is a good decision.
Empty box.
Yes.
Sign me up. I'm prepared. I have other things, unless
oh,
you just want to be like. I mean, because there are other things we could talk about, but like, why? You know
I
what I'm saying?
Mean, I'm just so glad that Beyonce, like, I'm thankful. I feel thankful. I'm very grateful because she saved me.
I just, there isn't.
Who is even in the news?
Nothing else is even this interesting. Like,
no, but honestly, did something else happen?
Meek Mill's not going to jail.
Who cares?
He's been sentenced to house arrest.
Okay. Nobody cares but Nicki. And even she.
And I don't even think that she
And even
cares.
She's like, okay, well, I can leave Philly, so. Toodaloo.
Because she's going to be treating just like me and Link. Like, I have to go to work. And
you sit your ass right here. I'll be back later, let you out.
Don't fuck nothing up while I'm gone. Act like you got some goddamn sense in this bitch until I get back.
She's going to talk to him and, like a fucking puppy.
And get back from the studio. And the nigga would be so excited. Oh, you're back.
Running
oh my
around,
God.
Right. Oh, my God, you can't.
Nigga,
oh, my God.
I'm sorry. That's so mean.
Is it? I mean, yeah, it is.
It is mean.
Is there something else or not? Because I mean, honestly, Beyonce,
oh my God,
enough.
Did you watch the OJ Simpson show?
No, it's on my DVR.
This shit finna be lit.
What is it that good?
That episode
it
was good?
Good,
and it wasn't even because of OJ. Like everything else,
the Cuba Gooding show, right? Or
it's the yeah American Crime Story.
Oh right,
we're
right. Oh yeah, American Crime Story.
And
yeah.
Cuba Gooding Jr. is playing OJ, and Sarah Paulson is playing Marcia Clark.
I can see that.
Just like her.
Does she really?
John Travolta is playing Shapiro. Courtney B. Vance is playing Johnny Cochran.
Oh, wow.
When I tell you that they cast the fuck out of this goddamn
it
show.
Sounds like
and they look just like them. Dave Schwimmer from Friends is playing Robert Kardashian. Selma
wow.
Blair
oh,
is playing Chris Jenner.
Wow, so Chris Jenner has a part.
And speaking roles.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, girl.
They were at Nicole's funeral, and she talking about, Chloe, Kim, sit, stop running around.
Yeah, right.
I said, girl, she couldn't even.
Okay, girl. All
she couldn't
right.
even get her kids to act right at a goddamn white woman's funeral. That is so telling. Anyway.
Who's playing Faye Resnick?
I don't know.
Or is Faye Resnick on the end? I mean, how many episodes?
It was just the first episode that
came out. I
gotta
catch up on my DVR.
Out.
I was, you know, that came on past my bedtime, so.
It was so good. And, you know, I was like in third grade when all of this stuff was happening. Yeah. So I just remember it being like everyone was talking about it. And I remember, I feel like I talked about this. I remember sitting in this Walker's, third grade class. Mm-hmm. And the TV being on for the verdict. And when they said he wasn't guilty, like all the kids in the classroom and the teacher. My teacher was black. So, of course, she was one of the many black folk that took that as a win.
Right.
And the like white kids and like Latin kids, black kids, all these kids were super excited that he made it off. And I remember being like, I'm just over here connecting dots. Like literally, I'm drawing. I don't care about none of it. I feel like this isn't my business. I'm like six.
Well, I guess in the third grade, but I was in eighth and we had the same reaction. We were just so hype.
I feel like eighth grade, I may have been a little bit more invested.
Why? Like, I don't know why we cared. I mean, I guess because our parents did, but we were so into it. And the white kids were happy that OJ got off, which in hindsight is very confusing.
Like, because OJ was more than just a football player. Remember, like, he was, like, acting. He was a star.
Yeah, no, he was a star, but still, he killed a white woman. Like, and you just wouldn't expect
them
to.
They wouldn't.
They didn't care. Well, not that they didn't care, but they were hype.
This show.
Oh, hey. Who didn't put their phone on Do Not Disturb before they came to the studio? IDK.
Actually, thanks for calling me because you just made me realize I need to change my ringtone to Formation.
Okay.
But they started the show out with like a lot of the stuff that happened during the Rodney King riots. So it really kind of sets the tone for where
black people
were at the time. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's really cool for me to watch it because I kind of remember it happening, but I don't know enough about it to really. Like, I'm going to really be submerged in this case. It looks like it's going to be good because they are doing some acting.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to check it out then. I'm almost mad I missed it. But I guess that helps, you know, provide some context for why black people were like, I don't give a fuck if he did it or not. You know, OJ is innocent. He don't need to go to jail. Fuck that. But we have been, you know, dealing with a lot as we typically are in
and
this fucking country.
And a few years later, black people started coming out that cave like, okay. Like,
but it took us a while. We didn't want him to go to jail. Shit. We'd be going to jail for shit we didn't do. Let this nigga go free. That was my logic at age 12. Black people are routinely imprisoned for no reason. And our neighborhoods are over-policed.
And you are continually walking through the streets after you do kill your damn white ass wife.
Right, I didn't care.
I just remember being like, well, I'm just here coloring in the lines, girl. Coloring inside my lines. Giving the outline a harsh thing with it. You know, remember like when you would like outline the drawings?
Real
like,
thick real and then thick. Color in light.
Oh, and
so
it just gave
so
like
cute.
A pop.
Yes,
it was
that
really
contrast
cut.
Was popping.
It was everything.
That was when I decided to start taking my coloring career seriously.
Me too.
Yes, when I was like, I've been bullshitting
I upgraded
these years
like my crayon
with the
box.
Good box with the sharpener on the back.
Exactly.
Yes.
And like the hundreds. Well, I don't know if it was hundreds. It was like 64
96,
crayons
92,
or some shit.
Yeah, 60,
like that.
Yeah.
Deluxe
that my
platinum
mama wasn't
edition
gonna
Crayola
buy, so
box.
I had to save my allowance for like 2 months.
Absolutely, because I was
a
coloring
boss.
That
12-pack is just fine for your little schoolwork.
Red, blue, green.
I don't understand.
You have
what
orange,
else do you even need?
Black. You even have white
you
in
have
there,
white,
and you don't
no
even
reason.
Need it.
So
like
what
you can't
are you,
see it.
Right. So I don't understand. What other fuck color do you need?
You need eggshell.
You don't need no magenta. You don't need no ecru. Get your ass, no.
Baby powder blue and
bitch,
shit.
Bitch, Walmart got these back-to-school crayons on sale for 35 cents. This the fuck you getting. So I had to, you know,
that's
you got to save
get.
Up to get the good. When you decide to take your coloring skills to the next level, start right. doing that hard ass outline.
You better get you some Crayola coins.
Right.
Get you a
I don't
Crayola
know,
job.
Do you have, right. Do you have McDonald's money? Do you have Beyonce money? Do you have what? That was my mama's favorite line. Do you have whoever money?
Where's the money?
Because I'll gladly take you to go to it as long as you can
we
pay
can go
to
right
entertain
now.
Yourself.
You just need to put the money in my hands.
Yeah, because I know you can't drive. I'll drive. You understand.
Because I'm not.
But I don't know how you're going to get in or enjoy yourself because you don't have any money.
So
it's a harsh reality.
I feel like we covered plenty.
Yeah, that's what
and it was really like two things.
It doesn't.
Maybe perhaps three.
All you need to know is Beyonce's
the
here.
The meat of the situation, though, I feel like we need to stay focused on the happenings.
Yes.
And that is that Beyonce came and said, clear, and just like shot life back into what I thought were dead emotions when it came to Pride.
And I needed that black girl power. I needed that, you know what? We're beautiful and all they do is talk shit about us and try to take away from us, but we're gorgeous and here's women, black women of every different color right here to represent it and just slay, bitches. Slay.
Cause that's what we do. And damn it, even if we don't need it on a day or in a time, we gonna do this shit anyway because we're tired of telling you hoes that us loving on us ain't got nothing to do with you. If you feel inferior because we're over here celebrating the fact that we're black and beautiful and we work hard and make money but still love Red Lobster and hot sauce and chicken and cornbread and collard greens, then I don't know what the fuck to tell you. You should really speak to somebody and get some professional help on why you don't like seeing niggas enjoy themselves.
Amen.
And that's just like people in general, like anybody. Clearly you have a dysfunction or some kind of chemical imbalance that is stopping you from using actual like clear logic because you just hate seeing people happy that ain't you. And that's something you should talk to somebody about.
Yeah, take it up with Jesus. Okay, let's take a break.
Hey guys, this episode is being brought to you by Squarespace, where they make it extremely easy for you to have a website, portfolio, or online store that looks professionally designed. Regardless of your skill level, there's no coding required, and you can still have a place on the internet that looks like it would be Oprah's favorite thing. So they've got intuitive and easy-to-use tools, and you get a free domain if you sign up for a year. We even use Squarespace ourselves for our website. This is the3.com, and it makes it incredibly easy for you to go there and get information about what we're doing and stuff. So you should try it the same if you need a website.
Yes, and not only does Squarespace provide you with intuitive and easy-to-use tools, they also have state-of-the-art technology to power your site, ensuring security and stability. And you know you can trust in Squarespace for your website needs when millions of people and some of the most respected brands in the world trust in them too. Again, like we said, it is so easy and simple. Even my slow ass can do it. So head on over to Squarespace and get started today. Make sure you use offer code READ to get 10% off your first purchase. That's squarespace.com with offer code READ. Squarespace, you should. And now, let's get back to the show.
So we're back, and now it's time for listener letters.
It sure is. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. Our first question comes from Tisha, who says, my fiancé and I had been together for almost 9 years. The year before we got together, his mother passed away tragically. Fortunately for him, he was able to keep a lot of her decorative things. And since we've been living together in our apartment, he's used his mother's pictures and trinkets to decorate.
I'm sorry about this call. Go ahead.
Here's the thing. I hate that horrid shit with every fiber of my soul.
Jesus.
It's dated as hell, and it was dated when she was still alive. Some of it is straight up broken and glued back together, or it's just hideous.
Girl.
Oh, my goodness. He loves these things and has a major attachment to them for obvious reasons. He thinks they're
very
art pieces.
Obvious.
Right. And often talks about how his mom had a great eye for art. In his head, this shit is hot, and I don't want to hurt his feelings, but where did it go? I just lost it. I don't want to hurt his feelings, but for one, I don't want another woman decorating my house. Oh, girl. For two, it's dated and broken. And for three, it's just dead ass ugly.
What the hell?
I can put up with a few of those things. And by some, I mean like 2 out of 10. But to have every photo on the wall be his mama's mama, I want to sing, looking art, giraffes with broken necks and African figurines that are given out early 90s is just too much to bear. How do I tell my fiance in a nice way, hey, that shit is ugly and I don't want it in my house without hurting his feelings? Am I being a petty bitch or not? Well, she put bish, but I don't know why, because.
Well, or understand. Y'all.
So, Tisha.
Girl, build a bridge and climb right on over that shit, girl. Because one thing about it, I don't give a fuck about how you feel about no shit. If I have something that, especially me being a hardcore mama's boy, but I figured this would just be for anybody. If I have something that reminds me of my mother or that is just something my mother gave me or my mother owned and it's just something that makes me think about her, I'm gonna put it wherever the fuck I want to,
right,
where I reside, period. And you're just gonna have to deal with it. And you're talking about his mama passed away last year.
No, not last year. 10 years ago.
Oh, 10 years ago.
But she died the year before they got together. They've been together for almost 9 years.
I'm sorry.
So no, she didn't just die, but still.
Yeah, I mean, it don't really make no damn
right
difference.
Right, it doesn't. I can't see too many people really being like, oh, well, that changes my answer. Like, not really.
I just feel like that's something that you're going to have to get over. And I think, if anything, you need to say, look, I understand that these are things that are really important to you. And mm-hmm. I respect that. And I want for you to feel or have those feelings and whatnot. Is there a way that we can compromise design wise?
Like, yes.
How can we set these things up so that the place is designed differently and it's a way that I can digest it? How can we mix maybe some of my style in here to make it, you know, the best of both worlds, instead of saying that shit is ugly and I just don't like it and I don't give a fuck if it is your dead mama's. We need to get
rid
of it.
You're being kind of, you're being kind of mean about it, and maybe just because you're talking to us, but you're just being real, like, blunt about his dead mother's things, and it just sounds very harsh for you to talk that way about those possessions. Like, I get that you don't like them, but if I were you, I would approach this in the way that, you know, couples normally have to approach design and taste differences, in more of a, like, you know, let's see how we can come together and make this room the both of us, instead of just, you know, a bunch of your stuff in one spot and a bunch of stuff in mine. But it's hard for me to get rid of things that my mama gave me, and she's still alive. Like, and they're ugly, I know. Like, she gave me an umbrella and an old ass, tattered ass wallet, like, that is basically not even functional anymore. And it took me 6-7 years to throw that shit away. And I can still call her whenever I want to. People feel a way about their mamas. Like, I would hope that you would understand that.
Don't even.
And please don't talk to him the way you talk to us about this stuff. Please, my God. Please
don't even consider.
Because Jesus. Like, I mean, I understand she's been gone a decade, but girl, like, talk to him about, you know, maybe we can put some things, you know, around here, or I don't know, maybe he can have like a little shrine for her somewhere else in the house.
I mean, I don't feel like saying dated is a bad thing.
Right. Dated is real.
You could say, like, the room feels a little dated to me. How can we, like, change up the design a little bit, so that it feels whatever and I'm a little bit more comfortable with the design?
Because it just sounds like trinkets and stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like little shit. Like, and maybe a couple of pictures or some stuff.
And I know when she gave the description, I knew exactly what she was talking about. It's some of that, like, stereotypical 90s black art.
Absolutely.
And, you know, where the man is holding up the globe and the woman is draped on top of it or some shit.
Do you know how much
of
that shit my grandmama had?
Oh, man.
And my auntie, like, I know
exactly what
you're talking about.
I get it. I would not necessarily want it in my house either, but you have got to talk to that man about it in a totally different way, and in a way that's not saying your mother's things are ugly and she had horrible taste, I need to get rid of them, like, because that's basically what you said to
us. That's what you said to me, girl. So.
So good luck with that conversation. Truly do hope that it works out. Let us know how it goes. Our next question comes from, well, see, this one I am just kind of my God. So,
Lord, I don't even know.
Typically, I'm going to just say this real quick. This is,
God.
I try to stay away from questions from high school students because it creeps me out a little bit that y'all listen to this show.
As well.
But this one, I felt like, you know, let us. So anyway, my name is Kendall and I'm an 18-year-old high school student, 14 away. Okay, so let me try over and read this time. I'm an 18-year-old high school student who's 14 weeks away from graduating. Since the beginning of my senior year, I've had an innocent infatuation with my trigonometry teacher.
Oh.
At first, it was just like a cute fake crush, and me and a few of my friends would make our little childish jokes and move on. But since the start of the second semester, this teacher, who I'll call Mr. Mason, started talking to me more and hanging out at his desk more and asking me to come to class during my free period to help him grade papers and things like that. After that, he started to bring me lunch, and we'd eat in the classroom, sometimes alone, but sometimes there would be other kids drifting in and out and eating there too. Throughout this whole time, our conversations were never sexual or inappropriate in any way. And recently, he's begun to share with me some of his marital issues and sharing his past experiences fooling around with men and asking about when and how I came out of the closet. Oh, these are two men. Yes, two male people.
Oh,
and my struggles being a gay teenager, etc. I was happy to be spending time with him, even though my little crush was never more than just a little crush. However, now the window is open for us to participate in a more sexual relationship, as he's made somewhat of a pass at me. My question is, should I do this? I know my teacher's married, but he's only 25, and it's not like he's about to move her out and move me in. I'm just trying to satisfy a long-lasting itch. Whatever he wants to get out of it is truly none of my business.
And you know what? It's truly none of mine.
Thanks for your advice and continue slaying the game like you have been for 3 years. My goodness, Kendall.
I just vote no. I vote no. I feel like, you know what? At least you are allegedly 18. But at the same time.
No. I don't care if you're 20. If you are still in school and that man is your teacher, the answer is no.
Absolutely no.
No. And I would say this because I would say the same thing to kids in college talking about sleeping with their professors.
I would too.
I mean, it's less creepy than high school, but the answer is still no. Don't do it. I mean, and it's just there's an imbalance of power there that it should not be taking place in a sexual relationship. Like you are, it's predatory, honestly. And I understand that you have a crush on this teacher, but he knows that. And he is using that to get to you.
That is so gross.
And
oh,
I am just,
my God.
And I say this because I know there are so many of you, you know, not young people, but you know, you're young adults and you are listening to the show and getting out in the world and learning new things and becoming grown and experimenting and all this stuff, which is great. But like, Any adult who is trying to sleep with you, run away from that motherfucker. I'm sorry, this man is 25 years old
and
is ready to risk his job
and
go to jail, ready to risk his marriage to sleep around with his 18-year-old student. Like
my nigga, you can't just download Grindr or Jax like the rest of you girls who be like,
I'm honestly disgusted that there are people like this. Like in our high schools, working with our kids, and so willing to do some shit like this. It just, I'm disgusted.
I'm not for it. I don't like it. I mean,
but see, I understand being 18 and having a crush on my teacher too. I just don't know what it's like for my teacher to actually like me back.
Crushes on teachers too. And if I had a situation where I could have been my teacher's assistant or something, and I had a crush, I would
have done it definitely.
But the second you start talking to me about your marital issues, would have been the moment that I would have been like, no.
Right.
Like, that would have been the moment where I've been like, this just got too real.
Yes. Your teacher being married is not the most wrong thing about this. You said that, like, I know he's married, like, that was the wrong thing.
It isn't.
It is, but it's like fourth on the list.
The fact that it even got into conversation about that, like, you're now taking it to, like, a personal. It just, like, y'all don't even need to have that type of relationship where you're talking about your marital, your relationship,
right,
your sexual relationships, your sexual life or identity. It's not appropriate for a student teacher relationship at all. And like Crystal is saying, I feel like it is also very predatory because while he may just be however many years older than you, he is very cognizant. He's very aware of what he's doing there. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like that's no, especially because he's married
and
like
stone cold dumbass.
He's
willing to risk his reputation and his job and go to prison to maybe mess around with an 18-year-old boy. Like, how dumb can you be? How bad can you want? This is why people have to be honest with themselves. Perhaps had you been honest with yourself and never gotten into this loveless, doomed marriage, perhaps you would have learned to be happy and find a male partner some years ago and develop yourself.
Do you see why it's complicated? It's because of the same.
Oh, this is your DL video and why it won't come out?
it's such a long. Because
Kendall,
it's like a
Kendall,
double.
Please don't
I mean,
do this.
Because
don't.
On one end, you have motherfuckers like this who are looking at this boy who I guess, you know, I'm assuming is out or
yeah, he's out, right?
Enough with his sexuality. Mm-hmm. And he's sitting there like,
and the teacher
how do you
it.
Do that? You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Like, because I have these feelings or whatever
right.
that I'm not comfortable acknowledging publicly. And now here I am in this marriage, but I've messed around and clearly I'm still kind of interested. And that whole kind of thing, because you feel this pressure from society
mm-hmm.
to be somebody
way.
That you aren't. So you can't just live the life that you want to. And meanwhile, you homophobic girls and a lot of y'all who are also on the DL
mm-hmm.
be mad at the girls who are comfortable out here living their life, you know, completely
yeah.
open. They're an open book. You know what you get and you know what you signing up for when you look at this motherfucker.
Right.
And meanwhile, you have all these motherfuckers dipping and dabbing behind closed doors, fucking with your wife
See.
And then coming and putting their dick in somebody else's behind lots
oh
of times condomless and coming right back to their girlfriends and wives fucking their best friends
right.
fucking Nick, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it's complicated because whatever.
I mean, it is complicated, but as far as Kendall is concerned,
yeah, as far as you
it's
go,
very cut and dry. No matter what issues your teacher may have, and they may be very valid issues that affect a lot of people, under no circumstances should he have ever approached a student in that manner, period. I don't care if you legal or not. The answer is fucking no. And so please, please, I understand it may be tempting. Do not do this. My God, please do not.
I vote no as well.
Our last question comes from Kayla, who says, today I received a Facebook message from a guy saying, you put on quite a few pounds, and I was at a loss for words. I could not even come up with a response. The statement is completely true. However, why do people feel like they can comment on someone else's weight when everybody has mirrors at home and know what they look like? In the future, what is the appropriate response to something like this besides who the fuck asked you? XOXO Kayla.
I feel like who the fuck asked you is...
I feel like that's more than appropriate.
Yeah, I don't...
Because nobody has the right to just comment on your body completely unsolicited. And the fact that you put up a picture does not mean you asked somebody to tell you whether they looked good in your eyes. Like... Girl, the fuck? Yes, absolutely. Next time, tell him. I don't know who the fuck you thought you was talking to.
Why
but
do you
I'm
need to
one.
Find a nice way to say something when they didn't say nothing nice to you?
Yeah,
they ain't find a nice way to say that to you.
Stop trying to save people's feelings when they went out of their way to hurt yours.
Right. Like, fuck that. Don't bitch, nobody ask you no motherfucking question.
Do you think I don't know that I got bigger? You thought I didn't realize that I had to buy different pants and get new shoes and all of that? Like, did you think I didn't know that about myself? Is there a PSA? Why is it necessary to say this to me?
You
like,
put on quite a few opinions that nobody fucking requested. But asked you how the fuck you feel about anything. Shut your ass up.
I put on some pounds and you got yourself on this internet and decided to step outside your business and come tell me about it.
Why don't you eat my ass and take a couple of them with you?
Don't worry about being gentle with people who are assholes, girl. Go ahead and be crazy right back. Go ahead and say something rude and disrespectful right the fuck back. I want everybody who gets shitted on all the time by people you know in these little passive aggressive ways to just get aggressive with their asses right back and let them know, no, what you said was not okay and you're not allowed to talk to me like that. Fuck you. Really?
Why do I have to be nice to you?
Exactly.
Please.
And I won't do it. So hope that helps, Kayla. If you have a question, send it to ask3@gmail.com and we'll be back. Hello, people with breasts. Valentine's Day is coming up and the perfect gift would be the perfect fit. Of course, I'm talking about Third Love and their 24/7 t-shirt bra. It is the most comfortable bra I've ever owned. I'm actually not lying when I say that to you. I can sleep in this bra, which is brand new for me. I don't typically do that. The girls have to have their time for resting and airing out. You know how it goes. But the Third Love bra is amazing. It's super smoothing and invisible under every outfit. The cups are made out of memory foam, so it molds to your shape to give you the most amazing fit. And Third Love stands behind the product so much that they're willing to let our listeners try the bra for free. Yes, girl, for free. All you have to do is pay $1 for shipping. But wait, you wear it for 30 days, take the tags off, wash it, sleep in it if you want to like I do. If you love it, keep it and they'll charge your card. If you don't, send it back for free and your card won't be charged. It's that simple. If you don't know your size, a friendly online fit specialist will help you find your perfect fit. So go to thirdlove.com/read to get started. That's www.thirdlove.com/READ. Get started today. Give your girls a break and let's move on.
Guys, this read is also being brought to you by NatureBox. Dedicated to making smart, delicious snacking real, real easy. NatureBox snacks taste amazing without any high fructose corn syrup, trans fats, MSG, artificial colors, sweeteners, flavors, K-Michelle's, none of that nastiness. And they make finding a range of options from healthy to indulgent very easy. And they combine unique flavors with ingredients you can pronounce to create great snacks you may not want to share. Because who has a problem saying things like peanut butter nom noms or Santa Fe sticks, you know, and they all taste real good.
Yes.
I know because I shove them in my face at hours I shouldn't be all the time.
Yes. And they're amazing. Like, it's imagine walking into a grocery store and finding an entire aisle of snacks personalized just for you. All the things you love, all your favorites, none of the stuff you don't, all in one place. It's super amazing, and that's exactly what NatureBox can do for you. You can pick out the snacks you want or be surprised every month, and you can choose the size of the box that works for you and your family. So again, head on over to naturebox.com/theread to unbox a world of taste and personality and possibility. It's naturebox.com/READ for your first box of Beyond Tasty hand-picked snacks sent direct to your doorstep. Now let's finish the show.
So we're back and it's time for the read.
It is. Do you have a read this week?
I kind of do, yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't really.
That's fine.
So first I'm not going to do a read. I'm just going to say to the anonymous person who nominated Donald Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize, I'm afraid you don't understand what the word peace means.
Okay.
that he was nominated for his vigorous peace through strength ideology used as a threat weapon of deterrence against radical Islam, ISIS, nuclear Iran, and communist China. So, yes, I guess somebody super old, super racist, and super rich decided to nominate Donald Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize. He's not even on the short list of people who will win. Like, there's basically not a chance in hell that he actually would
win.
Yeah,
I'm saying.
Just want to remind you niggas that words do mean things. And you cannot nominate somebody who has vowed to bomb the shit out of a group of people for a fucking peace prize, girl. It just isn't how it goes.
It's not how it works.
It's the peace prize, bitch. The everybody turned down, bitch. The nap time, bitch. The slow it the fuck down, bitch, prize.
The chill out prize.
Not the nigga who wants to shoot up a school prize. Not the nigga who wants to bomb Muslims prize. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? I hate the world. So, but anyway, that's all I got.
So I just want to say, this is going to be a very quick story.
Oh, Lord.
So yesterday, PETA decided that they were going to send out these little notes on Twitter about how over 300 million chickens die every year around this time for 1.3 billion wings for you guys to eat during the Super Bowl. And I was like, first of all, that math sounds real fishy, but either way,
I don't know what
to tell you. Oh, chickens don't need their wings. No, chickens need their wings and you don't. Try vegan. I said, first of all, I'm going to disrespectfully disagree because I feel like I actually do need those wings and you don't know my life to tell me otherwise. Chickens can't even fly. Where the fuck they going? They don't need,
right.
Their wings are pointless. Their wings also make me very happy and full. I respect chicken. I honor chicken. I have honored chicken publicly for quite some time because it is for chicken. It is because chicken dies that I may live.
Yes.
And that is not blasphemy. It's a smooth fact. Chickens die so that I can eat them and I have to eat to continue living. And so I really just respect chicken more than anything for allowing me to enjoy their wings. But here you go again, trying to convince me that I should just eat tofu and cardboard and shit because chickens have wings and things like that. And I love animals. I respect them and things like that. But I don't care how many baby chick Charlotte's Web ass pictures you show me, bitch, on this motherfucking this happy ass farm shit that you want to come and send me. I'm going to eat as much goddamn chicken as I want. And just to be a pet, that's not even the read.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Just to be a petty bitch, I decided I was going to place an order to the Wingstop to go get chicken for the game.
Mm-hmm.
I just want a chicken for myself. I didn't really expect on watching. Like, I said, you know, I'm going to watch the game because, you know, my bae, Cam Newton, is playing, you know, and okay. I love you forever. And don't let them try and beat you up and fuck you around with this or whatever. Can't nobody tell you how the fuck to feel or if you lost the goddamn Super Bowl. Like, I want a bitch who has actually lost the Super Bowl and been like the main bitch, the motherfucker with everybody eyes on them. Everybody talk. I don't care how much shit you talk. You talk shit because you played good games. Didn't play the greatest game of the Super Bowl, but at the same time, okay, I'm not going to tell you how the fuck you should feel about that shit. Now just come home.
Oh, right. Just come home.
So I said, you know, I'm just going.
You are ridiculous.
I ordered 12 wings just for me because I said I'm just gonna be at the home.
That's
watching
a good
the little
personal
game
number.
Right, we're just watching the game and, you know, the Beyonce concert, and somebody says to me, like, you know, you're ordering these wings like just a few hours for the game. And I said, I know what I'm getting myself into here.
Yeah.
There's a chance I might get this chicken, and if that's the case, I'm gonna enjoy the chicken. Truthfully, diet wise, I shouldn't be eating this shit no way.
Right.
But I'm getting them because I deserve. So I knew what I was signing
up.
It's Super Bowl
fucking
Sunday.
As an American, you have to eat wings, bitch. It's in the Bible.
It's just kind of how it goes.
Right. It's in the Constitution, really.
I said, you know what? I know that this is gonna be a shit show, but it's either I get these 12 wings or I don't. I paid $19 for them. It is what it is. So I get to the Wingstop, mind you, on 125th.
You went on time?
No, I went. You know how when you order online, you can either choose ASAP or you can pick a time that you want to pick it up.
Don't ever do that. Don't ever choose a time you want to pick it up.
I mean, it would. I would have been fucked regardless.
Oh, you're right, placed, because it was Super Bowl Sunday and 125th right, Street.
I placed the order at like 3:30.
Oh, me too. What the fuck?
Right. And so I went down there, and when I got there, I did do the later thing.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And so I set it for 5:30 because I said, I mean, worst case scenario, I'm really just trying to see Beyonce and Cam Newton being fine. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I don't care if I miss whatever else. So, again, I don't really have anything to lose here.
Right.
I just wanted to see if I could get some chicken. I went into the Wingstop.
Oh, God.
And niggas are in there. First of all, it looked like they were handing out VIP passes to heaven.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus was going to have, like, a street fair. Mm-hmm. And these were, like, all access passes. Like, it was so crowded. And so, you know how it says on the thing, go up to the counter if you ordered online.
Yeah, skip that line.
Mama, they're no longer taking walk-in orders. They're no longer taking phone call orders. They are simply trying to give people the chicken that yes. they ordered online. And they were like an hour and a half behind mm-hmm. the time.
Of course.
So they're saying whatever your pickup time was, you better tack on an additional about 90 minutes before you actually see that. So my problem isn't even with Wingstop, because I'm standing in line. And of course, by the time I get up to the counter, they're like, you know, your shit might be done by like 7:30, 7:45. I said, the queen is probably going to be on stage around that time. So you can just go ahead and cancel my order. And I don't have anything against you. I understand. My issue is with all of these niggas who are standing in Wingstop trying to tell these niggas how to prepare the food and do their jobs. And all you are doing is yelling and cussing, talking about, oh, it's going to get ugly in this bitch. Oh, we got to set some shit off. You didn't know it was Super Bowl Sunday. Bitch, did you?
Right.
Like, did you not understand that this is the wing day right. in America and you chose Wingstop to order chicken and then you placed your pickup time for an hour before the show and just expected that you were going to come up in here and they were going to be like, so here's your wings and also we also have the Beyonce CD in advance for you. Like, they were just going to make wings appear out of nowhere. Right. I can't stand when bitches put themselves in dumb ass predicaments like that. And then you go there and just expect that you're going to get your way. Right. And now you're yelling at these people as if they're they're trying to do their job as fast as they possibly can. Mm-hmm. You yelling at them and trying to give them advice on how to run a fucking restaurant is not going to get you your chicken any faster.
Right.
So shut your ass up and let this be a lesson for the next time you do this. It don't matter if you ordered your chicken 2 days in advance. You thought that because you ordered your chicken on Friday,
yes,
and had your pickup time be for 6 o'clock, that you were going to get your chicken at 6 o'clock? Did you think
on Super Bowl Sunday at Wingstop? You thought that? You really thought that?
On 125th Street in Harlem
and Lenox, right there,
smack dab in the middle of all of this. Black
people are here. Black people are here. You really thought? Okay.
You thought that they were going to do what? Cook the chicken on Friday and
just have it waiting?
And then just warm it up for you? For that case, if that was the case, but you should have just bought the chicken on Friday and took that shit home and froze it and then reheated or whatever when Super Bowl came right. around. Like, girl, obviously they're going to cook the chicken fresh so that you have the chicken for the time that you want to pick it up. So that just wasn't a good idea.
Yeah.
I know this because I didn't have shit to lose.
Right.
I said, cancel my order. And they called me and woke me up out of my sleep this morning and said, just to let you know, that cancellation went through. And we are quite sorry. I said, you ain't got shit to be sorry about.
Wow.
I knew what I was signing up for
yes.
when I approached that bitch.
When you ordered chicken on Super Bowl Sunday, what's crazy is I did too, from the exact same place at 3:30 in the afternoon. And I got that email that said, your chicken be ready at 3:50. I said, yeah, the fuck right.
Right.
Because
but your
chicken, knew.
But your chicken still, even with the delay, your chicken still would have been ready before.
Right. Because
the
I
game
ordered
started.
At 3:30. And I told myself, if you're going to order for Wingstop and you want it in time for the game, you better not order past 4 p.m. because it's not gonna fucking happen. And that's why I ordered at 3:30, and that's why I went to Wingstop at 4:30, because I knew the shit was not gonna be done in 20 minutes. And when I got there, I went straight to the front. It was starting to get crowded. People was lined up waiting, had an attitude, and the girl in front of me was arguing with the manager about her chicken not being done, and he kept telling her it's gonna be 20 more minutes, and she was like, so if I come back at 20 minutes and it's not done, what you gonna do? So what the fuck's gonna happen then? Like,
what are you going to do?
What are you going to do, girl? What are you going to do other than sit here and be mad and wait for your fucking chicken to be done? What
oh, well,
are
I'm
you
calling
going
corporate.
To do?
And corporate is going to sit there and listen and nod their fucking heads and say, mm-hmm, yep, absolutely. I hear you. And you know what? You did the best you could. And as soon as they hang up with you, they're going to say, I am so sick and tired of these dumb ass motherfuckers calling us to complain that they didn't get their chicken on time on Super Bowl Sunday. Like, you didn't have any other, like, no other plans. Like, you didn't even feel like, you know what, let me get on Seamless, right, or something and just order from some random place that possibly has good wings that's off the grid. You chose, yeah, the place with wing in the name. With these bright ass lights saying wing stop, so no niggas can stop and get wings. Right. You chose that place
on Super Bowl
an Sunday. Hour before the game to get chicken, and now you are yelling and cussing and threatening at these people who are just trying to do their jobs, who probably also would like to go home and watch the goddamn game and eat some chicken because you put yourself in this fucked up position. Right. I hate when people go into people's jobs like that. And granted, there's a lot of motherfuckers in New York especially, mm-hmm, who have jobs and treat it like they wish that they didn't and probably shouldn't have it. And a couple of you motherfuckers might as well just quit and let somebody who will do their job the way that they should do their job and be, mm-hmm, respectful to people, let them come in and do it. But I really loathe when motherfuckers come in and treat people like shit because they're paying or because you're spending their money to get a service or to get a product or whatever. These people are out here busting their ass. They're on their feet. They've been on their feet all goddamn day, and you're making their job 20 times worse when in fact you could have just done something much simpler, right, and gotten what you wanted when you wanted it. But you wanted to be a dumbass, and now you want to be an out loud dumbass with these motherfuckers, and you mad that they have an attitude with you now, because after a while they're just like, you know what, well, the chicken gonna be done in another 30 possibly,
whatever it is. And by the time I got up there and the man was like, oh, well, your chicken is done. Yes, because I placed my order an hour and 15 minutes ago. That's why my order is ready to go. And I don't understand why young miss in front of me didn't know that. If you've ever been to that Wingstop before, you know good and goddamn well, them niggas is late on orders on a Tuesday afternoon.
On a regular day
when fucking nothing is happening. Them niggas do not have the chicken ready on time. So I knew to give them at least an hour on Super Bowl Sunday, and I don't know why you dumbasses didn't. But you know what? God bless. Godspeed. You decided to order from Wingstop at 5 p.m., didn't you, girl? On Super Bowl Sunday when the game started at 6, didn't you, girl? And thought it wasn't going to be nothing? Thought it was going to be, what, 30, 45 minutes to get your chicken? Niggas was in there at 3:30 with 100-piece orders waiting to go out. They was throwing out chicken the same way everybody else is throwing out pizzas and shit. Like, they are busy today. If you do not have a plan in order, do not get mad at somebody else because you did not have your shit together.
All you have to do is just use the brain the guy gave you. And a lot of people walked in there and were shocked. I don't understand how you were shocked. But my thing is, the people who are yelling and cussing and just being disrespectful, when in fact you could have just used common sense and you wouldn't even be in this situation in the first place.
Right.
That shit annoys me. So that's my read.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up this week's episode of The Read. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr at This Is The Read. And check out our website, thisistheread.com. Also, I just saw this email from Planned Parenthood. Apparently, we have been nominated for the Dreamkeeper list in honor of Black History Month for our outstanding commitment to a healthier and more just society. So thank you so much. Apparently,
the
Dreamkeepers list will be on their website starting soon. So I will tweet that from the Twitter for the read. So, but thank you, Planned Parenthood. That's very nice. And I feel very warm inside about that. So dope. So
thanks to NBC BLK for including me in that. Did I say thank you for that?
I think you did, but no point in
last week,
nothing wrong with saying,
but either way, thanks again.
You were very crabby last week. You were very,
and you can hear in like my sinuses, my throat, everything. You can still hear why.
Yes.
But I came here to celebrate.
Yes, we did. We came here to celebrate the goodness and grace that is Beyonce. And I think we did that today. So anything else?
I will be in LA this coming weekend now instead of last weekend, and apparently this weekend's the Grammys, so bring on the traffic.
Oh yeah, you're not going to be able to get anywhere. Shout out to your Uber being 3-point regular rate.
Like, okay, sure, guys.
Yay, but still, I mean, who knows who you'll see though? That could be fun.
Possibly.
Or not Grammy, Oscars, right?
No, it's the Grammys.
This weekend?
Mm-hmm.
When are the Oscars? I thought the Oscars were Monday.
I don't know.
Are the Grammys... Okay, you know what? I clearly need to be doing some
Googles.
I can
Googles, do my Googles as well.
No, it's fine. Do you have an acronym this week or...
G-I-F. I mean, it's pretty.
Giselle.
It's right there. Nope, that's not it.
Great.
No.
God.
No, I mean, love him, but that's not, not it either.
Is it G or J?
It's a G.
Gus.
Nope.
Gustav.
Get.
Get it.
Get.
Get in.
Get in.
Get in front.
Get in formation.
Formation. Oh my
How
God.
Could you, I don't even, it's like you choose not to.
Okay,
try.
Ladies, now let's get in formation.
All right, bye. Stay black.